Just a review of some of the halachot that were delivered on Friday night in the synagogue by Rabbi Gideon ben Moshe. Some of them are obvious and others are actually novel. The obvious ones are following. When one is praying Pesukei Dezimra, so there are certain things that he's not allowed to answer if he hears, but other things if he hears, Devarim Shebekedusha, he'd be allowed to answer. When I say Pesukei Dezimra, it means he's in Mizmor LeTodah, all the way up until the end of Az Yashir. For example, if he hears Barichu, during that time he can answer Baruch Hashem Mevorach Le'olam Ba'ed. If he hears Kaddish, he can answer Amen to the Kaddishim. The first five Amenim at least, he can answer Yesh Amen Abba Mevarach, all the way until Damiran Be'alma. If he hears, let's say, a beracha, somebody's putting on the talit, which usually happens, or putting on the tefillin, he can answer Amen also to berachot. Halakha that's well known is that if you hear the hazan, after he finishes Baruch She'amar, he says, Melech Me'olav Tishpachot, and you're ready in Pesukei Dezimra, you can answer Amen to the Baruch She'amar. So that's a regular halakha that's well known. The second halakha that's also well known is how we negotiate answering these things in Baruch She'amar itself. Basically, the halakha divides Baruch She'amar into two parts. The first part of Baruch She'amar is really not the beginning of the beracha, it's just praises to God. So you'd be allowed to answer everything and anything, including Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, which normally you'd not be allowed to answer in Pesukei Dezimra, but in the beginning of the Baruch She'amar, until you start the actual beracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Ha'Elav HaRahman, so you're just praising, and therefore all things are open for answering. You can answer not only the first five Aminim of the Kaddish, you can answer the entire Kaddish, if it's Yeshlama or Ayisrael, you can go all the way to the end. Problem is, what about the last part of the Baruch She'amar, where you're starting the beracha? Now, simple rule, once you start the beracha, Baruch, when you're in the middle of the beracha, so while the halakha is lenient for you to answer Devarim Shebekedusha, like a Kaddish and a Barichu, these are things that you would need 10 people for. However, we are strict in one area. From again, the Baruch of Baruch She'amar until the final part of Baruch She'amar, Melech Me'olav Tishpachot, in that little paragraph, you cannot answer Amen of Berachot. In that part, we are strict. So if you heard, if you hear the Hazan himself, it happens a lot. You're lagging, so you're back in the Baruch She'amar, still in the second paragraph, and the Hazan says, Melech Me'olav Tishpachot. You're in the middle of a Beracha, you cannot answer Amen to that Beracha, nor can you answer Amen to Talet, Tefillin, and anything else. So those are the, you know, those are the obvious halachot. And if you look in most of the Sidurim, they give the charts of what you're allowed to answer, but you're not allowed to answer. Basically, they got it right. Where they got it wrong, he claims, is in Yishtabach itself. Now you get to Yishtabach. The assumption over here is that Yishtabach is a stand-alone beracha. Yishtabach is a beracha. It should have started with Baruch, like most berachot start with Baruch. However, it's considered simucha l'chavirta, meaning it's connected to the Baruch She'amar. Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech Me'olal B'Tishpachot, Yishtabach Simcha L'ad Malkenu. Make believe it's like that. Don't pay attention to that gap in between of all the Pesukei Dezimra. The general rule is that whenever you have two berachot that are, you know, back to back to each other, the second beracha does not open with Baruch. So that's the way we understand Yishtabach. So therefore, following that rule, the following halachot come out. Yishtabach, from the beginning to the end, would have the status of the second half of Baruch She'amar. Whatever you can answer in the second half of Baruch She'amar, meaning the Devarim Shebekedusha, you'd be allowed to answer in the entire Yishtabach. But you were not allowed to answer Amen of Berachot in the Yishtabach itself, the rabbi concluded. And not like some of the Sidurim have it wrong. Although, you know, Halakha Berura comes out that you can answer Amen, the rabbi presented a very convincing argument that since it is indeed a Beracha from beginning to the end, one would not allow to be answering Amen to Berachot to the Yishva. So basically, once you say Ki Adonai Menuchem Moshiv LeGoyim Vayad Moed Amen LeKol Haaretz Bayomi Adonai Echad Shmo Echad, you say the word Yishtabach, that's it. Something changes at that point. You're already considered in the middle of a Beracha, and therefore the Berachot of Amen would be off the table. Where is the other stuff that you could answer at the end of Baruch She'amar? You'd still be able to answer the Devarim Shekedusha. He claims that it's based on a misunderstanding of a Ben Ish Chai that wrote that Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach follow the same principles. What the Ben Ish Chai meant was that the second half of Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach follow the same principles, but not the first part of Baruch She'amar, which is more lenient. And anyway, that would be the halakha l'maaseh, that in Yishtabach itself, you cannot answer Amen to the Berachot.